Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Observer Live. And we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays with the delightful Andrew Zarian, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, you're slumming with me, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley. The effing king of recovery.
You will not fight me on the mountaintop. You will fight me in the valley. And you better be ready to die in that valley, because believe me, this valley right here is the valley I am willing to die in.
Back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD having trailer park trash the Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Friday night, SmackDown, Rock. Announcing WrestleMania 42, back in the Superdome in New Orleans, April 11th and 12th. Or is it the Silverdome? You can always trust Hulk Hogan. Of course, the last time WrestleMania was in New Orleans, absolutely nobody won the WWE title in the main event. But that's not the only thing The Rock said. He then called out Cody Rhodes and said he wants Cody to be The Rock's champion. He wants Cody's soul. Is it all full of adrenaline? I don't know. It kind of feels like a version of 1998's corporate champion story. Plus, in the 26 minutes Rock was on camera, he turned so many times, even the Big Show told him, hey, tone it down. Lex Luger was like, oh, no, too much. Sting saw that and said, yeah, even I wouldn't fall for that. It was a lot. By and large, people not too down with it. Talk about that. We'll get to it. We'll preview Collision. Also, news on the Janelle Grant suit. And what was that in Australia? A ring for ants? Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, but please refer to me by my new NXT name, Jimmy Saints. And I will never, ever take advice from nobodies like Cope, Jericho, or Malenko. What have those guys done? Getting in my show. Hey, before we get into SmackDown, AEW Collision tonight, I've seen it. It's a very good show. Main event, Chris Jericho versus Bandido for the ROH World title. It is an excellent main event. Excellent. And the crowd in Phoenix was great pretty much all night. Also, World Trios title match, Death Riders, Pac, Claudio, Wheeler Yuta versus Angelo Parker, Matt Menard, and Daniel Garcia. Very, very good match. And so is Julia Hart versus Queen Aminata. They have very good chemistry. And speaking of chemistry, you could never go wrong, ever, with Hologram versus Beast Mortos. And this is no exception. Honestly, could never go wrong with Beast Mortos, period. Plus, you will see Gate Kid, Murder Machines, a Max Caster Challenge, along with promos from Mariah May, Harley Cameron, Okada, and some surprises along the way. So it's a pretty fun show. It does open up, tiny spoiler, with a hot angle. So you might want to watch from the beginning if you're going to watch it. So, you know, I was not here last week. Went to the Oregon coast, see some friends and family. Well, so Friday night, I was in a hotel in Portland, Oregon. And I could not sleep, which happens to me a lot ever since my kidney transplant. I guess that's not unusual. So as I was sitting there, I couldn't remember. I was like, is Grand Slam on yet? Sure enough, I opened up my phone, and it was just starting. It was like 2:30 in the morning. And I could not tell, apparently, that the sound was bad. I had one earbud in, and I kept it fairly low on my phone because my wife was sleeping. So I didn't pick up on that part. But I thought it was an excellent show. And I knew there were no guarantees things could happen. But as I said, I was pretty sure, given the circumstances, it was going to be a great show. And it was. And, you know, people were upset. And, well, I mean, if you're upset, you're upset. I'm not going to. Your feelings are valid. But these days, WWE gives you a 5-match PLE. Sometimes 4 matches. So I didn't understand the problem. I guess it's because AEW usually gives you like 9 to 12 matches, sometimes 15 matches on a pay-per-view? Fine. And some people were mad that it wasn't in a stadium. Now, this one, I don't understand at all. Wrestling shows in stadiums suck. You cannot see anything. You're so removed. You got to watch a screen. You're looking over everybody. It's just, I think they suck. I'm not saying the wrestling is bad or the performers or spectacle. The spectacle is something, but wrestling is better when you can see the performers. There's a connection. You're right on top of it. And I guess fans have been conditioned to think that only great things happen in stadium shows. You're going to miss out on fireworks or a tank coming down for your entrance. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. Or I was tired. It was, 3 in the morning my time. But I was enjoying the show too much to even notice that the ring is smaller. It might have been because they had the green and the totally unique branding all around the ringside area, so I didn't pay attention to the size of the ring. Now, before there was even an AEW, before it ever was even a gleam in Tony Khan's eye, I have said for years, maybe decades, how the WWE ring is too cavernous for wrestlers who are not giants. In the 80s, it made sense. Hulk Hogan, Andre, King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd. WWE has traditionally been the land of the giants. But ever since Shawn and Bret came along, it hasn't been the land of the giants. I've always felt that the WWE ring doesn't do any favors for people like Rey Mysterio or an average-sized man or a lot of the female talent. You go back, you look at the WCW ring. It made like the outsiders look like monsters. Well, I thought it helped make Rey and the other luchadors look a little bit bigger. I thought it helped Eddie Guerrero. I thought the luchador matches are so much more exciting in that 18x18 ring than that WWE 20-foot ring. It's just the presentation makes them look just weak and wimpy, like they're ants, not a ring for ants. Now, I'm not a wrestler. If wrestlers prefer the 20-foot ring, fine. It's not up to them, not me. But from a presentation standpoint, with so many wrestlers today being average size, often smaller, I think that 18-foot ring helps the presentation. But that's just me. And again, wrestlers may disagree. They're the experts, not me. I'm just talking about sitting in the ring or sitting in the crowd watching him. I think on TV, luchadors, especially a guy like Rey, who's a superstar, can look better in a slightly smaller ring. But that's, again, it's all opinion. But the fact that it was a big deal shows this weird mindset. And I'm not talking about the grifters. There's always going to be the grifters. You know? I'm talking about how WWE was basically unopposed for 20 years. There are people who grew up with only WWE. And they have this nostalgia and perspective that there's only one way to do wrestling. And it's the WWE way. Anything else is wrong. You know, it's sort of like in many ways today, you can't compete with Nintendo because today's adults grew up with Mario and Zelda and Metroid and Donkey Kong. You can't compete with Disney because today's adults grew up with Pixar and Toy Story and Cars or, you know, whatever. And you can't compete with WWE for many of those same reasons. But it just drives me crazy when I see like an indie or even AEW use WWE terms. The title opportunity. Someone in the chat goes, yeah, imagine how fast Bron Breakker would look in an 18-foot ring. Again, that's just me. But if wrestlers prefer it, they're the experts, not me. Well, since we're talking about WWE, and you just can't compete. And it just, like I said, when I see indies or AEW, like I was watching Grand Slam. And look, I think that he is great. Nigel McGuinness is great. Harley Cameron's coming to the ring and he says, Harley Cameron's lighting the women's division on fire. No, she's not. She's lighting the wrestling world on fire. She's not limited to this women's division. I hate that term. She is as over as anybody, even many of the men, most of the men in AEW, if not all. She's not limited to the women's division. Harley Cameron is over, period. Title opportunity. All of these. Just be yourself. You don't have to be like WWE. All right. You know you want it. We'll talk about Rock. Talk about SmackDown. See the final boss? Or see an NPC? Talk about it next. Wrestling Observer.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Jump out. It's Wrestling Observer Live, but you already know that. SmackDown last night, no disrespect to the talent. Invariably, they are all great at what they do. Nothing but respect. Nothing but love for you. But I hate watching SmackDown. It's not the talent. It's that 3-hour format. You want to know why? It's the same 2-hour show, but with 50% more filler. It's like Lunch Lady Doris and Groundskeeper Willie grinding more gym mats into the Springfield Elementary meatloaf. In a world of TikTok and where people are in a hurry and everything is shorter and faster in sound bites, it feels like it's from a different time. Never mind that it's pretty and it's flashy. It takes forever. If I wanted to waste 3 hours, I'd go watch a DCU movie. So Cody isn't in the advertised 6-man main event. Nick Aldis tells him it's out of his hands. The final boss wants to see him tonight in the ring. Now, according to Brian Alvarez, Rock appearing was a decision Dwayne made in the last few days. Creative was scrambling to rewrite the show. Jimmy Uso pinned Drew McIntyre, kind of a surprise. Afterwards, Drew attacks Jimmy. I got to say this. I say this about anybody, men and women. Jimmy's gear is very unflattering. Looks like he's wearing one of those 80s vinyl workout suits designed to make you sweat. Or like Jake Roberts in 1996 with the snakeskin shirt. It makes him look out of shape. And I'm not saying Jimmy is out of shape. I'm saying this gear is unflattering. He needs to get better gear that highlights his strengths. The white that he wore, like last week or the week before, wasn't bad, but this one is not flattering. Shinsuke Nakamura attacked LA Knight, and that allowed The Miz and Carmelo Hayes to beat Knight and R-Truth in a tag team match. Kind of funny, R-Truth introduces his partner as a local legend, and he introduced LA Knight as Louisiana Knight. Dancer's like, he's from Delaware, wherever he's from. It's kind of funny. New Hampshire, wherever he's from. Anyway, doesn't matter. Tiffany Stratton beats Candace while Charlotte watches on from ringside. After the match, Nia Jax runs in, attacks Stratton. Trish Stratus runs out, tries to make the save, no avail. Afterwards, Charlotte enters the ring, stands over Tiffany, pretends to slowly kick dirt on her. Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez attack Naomi and Bianca. Street Profits, dressed in all black. That's why you know they're heels. They look like that picture of The Rock, even with the gold chain. Those Street Profits, who are heels, because they look like cat burglars, they attack DIY and Pretty Deadly during the tag team match. Then the Profits lay out the Motor City Machine Guns after they come out. So DIY can't even beat Pretty Deadly. Huh. On video, Kevin Owens cut a recorded promo from Sami Zayn's house. You know, Sami Zayn's kids were like, "Hey, Mom, Uncle Kevin's outside cutting a promo on Dad again." You know that Sammy's wife's like, "Well, tell him to hurry up. His dinner's getting cold." Look, are Kevin and Sammy both great? Yes. But I feel like we've gone to this well too often, and this is too soon. And where is Randy Orton? Seemed like he was going to come back. Cost Kevin in the WWE title, but I guess it can still happen with this match, but it just seems odd. Okay, we will skip the Rock segment for now, but we'll get back to it. Don't trust me, plenty of time for it. Not 26 minutes, but plenty of time for it. So in the main event, Damian Priest beats Solo Sikoa after the South, or he pins Solo Sikoa, rather, after South of Heaven. So Priest and Braun Strowman beat Solo and Jacob Fatu after Jacob seemingly, inadvertently, maybe, sort of, kind of, perhaps, super kicks Solo on accident, maybe, but he doesn't seem that remorseful about it. Do you remember how hot Damian Priest was after he lost the world title, the Terror Twins? Seems like a long time ago. Anyway. All right. So, before the main event, The Rock comes out. And according to YouTube, the segment was 26 minutes and 5 seconds. It took 26 minutes to say WrestleMania 42 is coming to New Orleans. April 11th and 12th, by the way. In the Pontiac Superdome. I know it's the Silverdome. Superdome, rather. Anyway, then he said he and Cody are friends. They drink his tequila, cheap plug. Their moms are friends. Showed a picture of the moms up on the screen. And then Rock said, Cody's doing great. They're doing great. But Rock wants Cody's soul. He wants Cody to be his champion. And Cody has to give Rock an answer at Elimination Chamber. There, saved you. What? 25 minutes? Someone joked it could be a soul on a pole match. Maybe the Godfather can revert to his Memphis persona as the Soul Taker. Tony Atlas can team with Rock as the new Soul Patrol. Too bad Virgil's no longer with us. He could be Soul Train Jones. And of course, the commentator for the match, Gordon Soley. Someone in the chat says, 26 minutes, that's twice the length of Yeet's ring entrance. Ain't that the truth? Somebody else in the chat says, classic WWE. Trying to milk a storyline because there's nothing happening. Someone says it was incredibly odd for Rock to be acting like Caligula. Someone says there, WrestleMania 41 hasn't happened and they're pushing 42 already. Then in the beginning, someone says, what a mess SmackDown was. Rock changing things around, cutting time on matches, and rushing the main event. Ego on him. The ego on him. He still thinks it's 1999. Someone says, I do enjoy, same person, I do enjoy The Rock, but let's be real. Nothing new has come up from him. He's just reusing all the Attitude Era lines with more foul language. I feel bad for the women's division matches. And look, I'm going to talk about all of this. But understand, I have always said I think Rock is the greatest of all time. And this whole thing, makes me sad, kind of. I feel like Rock spends so much time around movie executives and streaming executives and marketing executives and product executives that he's adopted this corporate speak. And look, I am sure all these executives freaking love it because he's speaking their language about synergy and funneling and silos, all of this corporate gaga. I'm sure they love it. You know, when he's on Netflix, you know, sucking up to all the executives because he knows where his bread is buttered, because he wants more of that Netflix money to make more Red One movies or whatever. He and Adam Sandler getting rich off Netflix. But it's just, he's losing touch with his audience. Is he a great performer? Yes. Does he have tons of charisma? Absolutely. And he has done amazing work in the past, but I don't know. I get that The Rock is The Rock. And Moana 2 was a big deal. But once people saw Moana 2, they were like, oh, they went cheap. And look, he's going to pull a rating on SmackDown, but right now this feels like a remix of Rock's corporate champion storyline, 1998. We'll get into it. Stand by. Jim Cowell, Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. And I don't know what it is about old wrestlers who try to relive their greatest moments. Hogan did it. Flair did it. They all do it. And of course, when they were younger, they criticize it. Those old guys in WCW wouldn't get out of the way. But of course, I don't know. Then when they do it, when they get older, everybody does. Look, here's my advice if you're younger. Don't get all high and mighty. I guarantee your generation will do it too. It's a tale as old as time. In 25 years, MJF will have a ring and a Burberry belt. I guarantee it. You know, and I'm about the same age as Rock. So this is my generation doing it now. Even though my generation complained about it 25, 30 years ago. Regardless, how does this help Cody? Cody Rhodes, the quarterback, a great drawing WWE champion, a great representative for wrestling or sports entertainment. Now, in storyline, if he somehow gets blackmailed into being the corporate champion, he's going to look subservient to The Rock. If he says no, does that mean Rock recruits someone else? Roman? That would be bad. Does Rock cost Cody the title at WrestleMania against John Cena? Cena will win his last and record-breaking world title thanks to outside heel interference. I don't know about that. Or Cody wins thanks to interference again. Cody will look impotent. Honestly, he'll look like Rock's bitch. And after SmackDown, Rock held a press conference, media, whatever, press or whatever you want to call it, on YouTube, and said that this story doesn't necessarily have to lead to a match between Rock and Cody. Then what's the point? I call it the Real Housewives effect. You probably know, my wife, sometimes I'll watch along to her. I'll watch along with her. My wife watches all the Bravo and TLC reality shows. Real Housewives, 90 Day Fiancé. Now we're watching that, the Balin, the young woman with Tourette syndrome. Andy Cohen is like the gay Vince McMahon. No. I know what you're thinking. Stop it. So, you know, they'll have some fake storyline on these shows. There's a couple whose story is that on 90 Day Fiancé, The Last Resort, where they're staying at some resort trying to work on their relationships. And the story is that she's kind of wild and he's some country down-home values mama's boy from Virginia or somewhere. But in real life, both of them each have their own OnlyFans account. Now look, I can't believe that we have, yeah, me too. I love those people make fun of it. It's like, at least we know wrestling's a work. I just can't believe that we've gotten to the point. I mean, I know for a lot of fans, matches don't matter, but now we're going to have a feud with no match. And I'm not going to gatekeep. Whatever you get out of wrestling, fine. But I can't deny that it does seem strange to me that many WWE fans actually kind of tune out and get bored while the matches are going on. Again, no judgment. You do you. But we have two of the three biggest stars in wrestling. They already took 26 minutes of time to set this up. And who knows how much time they're going to take at Elimination Chamber and on the road to WrestleMania, at WrestleMania, and who knows after that. And all of this, we're not getting a match. So if we're not getting a match, why should we care? If Cody's never going to prove superiority over Rock, or Rock isn't going to prove once and for all that he's the greatest of all time. Why does this matter? It's just it's a waste of time. It's ego. I don't know what can be satisfying about this. I don't know. Maybe Paul Levesque should reach out to Andy Cohen. And bravo for a collaboration. You call it the Real Workers of Orange County, Florida. It's just, it's sad. I hate that this guy that has been so great for so long now comes out and basically fellates himself and just does whatever he wants anytime he wants. I mean, he has power. He's probably got $1 billion, and he's still, to a degree, a box office draw. I think his star is fading. Moana was based on nostalgia and the strength of the first movie. But when people heard the songs that weren't Lin-Manuel Miranda, everybody kind of went, oh, this was kind of a blockbuster, but really a direct-to-video movie. It had no legs. Yeah, it made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. But unless you're six, you kind of went, oh, okay. And he's doing the live action Moana, because that's, again, what they do. But I just think that, I don't know, get back to what made you great. Drop the corporate speak. Get real. Come up with things that resonate today. Don't just be a nostalgia act or a movie star that walks in. You're not Bob Hope. When I was a kid, Bob Hope would walk out on every show and people would applaud and do his corny jokes and leave. But the point, I think, is this. When The Rock is a heel these days. He calls himself the final boss. Now, for the three people listening that don't know, that's a video game reference. The final boss is the last challenge, the last bad guy or girl in a video game. Whether it's Bowser, or Baldur, or Ganon, Hades, Sephiroth, the final boss is the culmination of leveling up throughout the game. There's another term in video games. Non-playable character. Or NPC, as the kids say. And those are just background characters that are in the background. They're townspeople, part of the royal court, patrons in a cafe. You try to talk to them in the video game. They say something stupid like, I like ham. I'm too busy to talk right now. They can't be touched. And that's the thing. If Rock isn't going to wrestle, that's his prerogative. I understand. He's older now. He's injury prone at his age. And he makes a lot of money off movies. He generates a lot of income. Wrestling is his passion. But it's not the center of his life anymore. Fine. But if you're not going to wrestle, if you're not going to have a match and face Cody Rhodes, if we're not going to see if Rock beats Cody or Cody levels up and pins The Rock, by definition, Rock is not the final boss. You fight the final boss. The Rock is an NPC. He's a non-playable character. Oh, by the way, if this was any more about video games, I'd have to charge you $85. Then you could take it back to the store and get $15 in store credit. And the store would sell it for $55. Someone in the chat, Crash TV 83, says, unfortunately, culture speak, an establishment glass ceiling is here to stay unless there's a larger, broader, and more seismic cultural shift. He goes, in parentheses, shrugs. Someone else goes, my life's final boss is anxiety and being scared of women. Anyway. Real quickly, someone wants to talk about Ring of Honor. As far as the TV deal, I have not heard anything about anything in a while. You know, they talked about True TV and things. He goes on to say that ROH is putting out some great wrestling, and it's a shame it's not getting the attention it deserves. It's true. I missed it because I just missed it, but I guess the Lucha match that they put on after they taped Collision on Wednesday was amazing. And they did some cool stuff. Also, Ring of Honor in Australia, which I figured they would. I mean, come on. They've got some great talent. I mean, that's the thing about wrestling today. There is so much talent. I mean, you've got to be really good to get anywhere in wrestling. And that's, even TNA has got it's got talent. You know, they talk about people coming in from TNA that they're going to have, you know, Josh Alexander and a few others come in possibly. And, I mean, those guys are super, super talented. I mean, everywhere you look, you know, there's great people, whether they're on national TV or not. And I don't know, I think it's one thing that I'm not sure people appreciate is, you know, a lot of things, great things. There's talent in New Japan. There's talent in All Japan. Stardom. And everywhere. You know, CLLL. There's talent in AAA. It's too bad the creative is what it is. But, I mean, everywhere you look, you've got to be really good to be anywhere in wrestling. I mean, even if you're not the best, you know, at the top of the food chain in WWE, you know, someone like Viper. Viper is a great wrestler. But, you know, she's a bodyguard, has a couple of lines here or there, but she's very talented. I forgot to mention Pro Wrestling Noah. Pro Wrestling Noah is excellent. There is an embarrassment of riches, and I'm not sure people completely understand that. But again, like I said, a lot of people don't watch wrestling for wrestling. It's like, what do you get excited for if you're not watching wrestling to see who wins and who loses? What's the... I mean, the promos are fun, but the point is that culmination. Find out who wins. But whatever people watch wrestling for is fun. But someone mentions, yeah, that's right. Kenta is back home. For wrestling home. Which is cool. Good for him. It's a good spot for him. And that's the thing. You can trade. You can change territories. And freshen up. There's a lot of people who are great. But we just need to change the territory. Now, Kenta. He would have been protected in AEW. But he's hot and fresh now. In WWE. Yeah. Exactly. Someone says, completely agree, Jim. These people don't really understand what's going on. Anyway, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live. We're talking about all the talent in wrestling. Very quickly, someone said, Shufflebox in the chat says, completely agree, Jim. People these days don't really understand how insane the athleticism is today in wrestling and how large the gap is compared to yesteryear. Grateful to be alive in this era. I want to briefly mention this. For the people in the back, WWE has joined Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis in filing motions on Friday to oppose Janelle Grant's amended complaint, which we went over in detail a few weeks ago. WWE's legal counsel in the filing basically parroted Vince McMahon's position. This quote, this matter should be referred to arbitration, where it should have been filed in the first place. Now, the only reason I mention this is because there are dummies who haven't read the suit, dummies who don't know what they're talking about, dummies who will stand up for WWE at any time. When they say, oh, WWE has been sued, WWE is not part of the lawsuit. Yes. Yes, it has. And it's in lockstep with Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis. You're not a dummy. You've been listening. I appreciate it. We should be back next week, as always, because of the fan. Jim Ballard, Wrestling Observer.